Picture a Dornier 228 sitting on the ramp at Kemble Airport in England. If you know the 228, you know it as a regional workhorse. Twin turboprops, loud, efficient in that straightforward turbine way, burning jet fuel by the pound per hour. Now picture the same aircraft doing a power check before departure. And here's where it gets interesting. Where the turboprops are supposed to be, there is something else. Electric motors, a hydrogen fuel cell system feeding them electricity. And when the throttle comes up, what leaves the exhaust is not combustion byproduct. It is water vapor. This is Zero Avia. And I'm Vector on Clear Direct, part of Radio Hangar. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey. Beautifully made and built to last. AviationSoul.com. Zero Avia was founded in 2017 by Val Miftikov, a Russian-American entrepreneur and pilot. His background is in software and energy, not traditional aerospace, which may explain why the company approaches the problem differently than Pratt and Whitney would. The core bet Zero Avia is making is this: the future of regional aviation, specifically the 9-to-19 seat turboprop class, runs on hydrogen, not sustainable aviation fuel, not batteries, hydrogen. Let's break down why. Because that choice is not obvious. Batteries are the intuitive answer. We understand batteries. Electric cars run on batteries. But here is the engineering problem for aviation. Energy density. A lithium-ion battery pack carries roughly 200 to 250 watt-hours per kilogram. Jet fuel carries around 12,000 watt-hours per kilogram. That is a factor of almost 50. You cannot replace jet fuel with batteries and keep a meaningful payload. The physics do not work for anything beyond very short hops. Hydrogen as a compressed gas or a cryogenic liquid is far more energy dense than batteries. It is actually more energy dense per kilogram than jet fuel, around 43,000 watt hours per kilogram by mass. The catch is volume. Hydrogen is light, but it wants to take up space. Whether you compress it into high pressure tanks or liquefy it at minus 253 degrees Celsius, you are dealing with a storage challenge that does not exist with jet fuel. Zero Avia's answer is fuel cells. A hydrogen fuel cell works by combining hydrogen with oxygen from the air in a chemical reaction that produces electricity directly. There is no combustion, there is no turbine. The electricity drives electric motors on the propellers. What comes out the back is water and some heat. The efficiency numbers here are worth noting. Internal combustion engines, including gas turbines, convert roughly 30 to 40% of fuel energy into useful work. A hydrogen fuel cell system can reach 60 to 65% efficiency. That is a meaningful advantage on the energy conversion side. So why is Zero Avia focused specifically on the 9-to-19 seat class? This is where the systems thinker in me appreciates the strategy. The turboprop regional market is a sweet spot. These aircraft do not fly long enough routes to make hydrogen storage challenge prohibitive. They fly often enough that the fuel savings add up, and they operate in a regulatory environment where a new powertrain can go through certification on a more focused timeline than a 737-class aircraft ever could. The ZA-600 is the powertrain Zero Avia is certifying right now, 600 kilowatts. Designed to integrate into existing 9-to-19 seat aircraft as a replacement for conventional turboprops. Think Dornier 228s, Twin Otters, that class of workhorse. The target is a certified powertrain available in the late 2020s. Then there is the ZA-2002 megawatts, targeting the 40-to-80 seat regional aircraft class, ATR and Dash 8 territory. This is further out on the timeline, but it represents where Zero Avia sees the technology scaling once the smaller powertrain establishes a certification foundation. Now, let me give you the honest picture on where the company actually is. There's always a gap between what press releases say and what flight test programs reveal. The Highflyer project in the United Kingdom flew a modified Piper Malibu on hydrogen fuel cells in 2026 seats. Genuine flight, that was phase one proof of concept. The program then flew a modified Dornier 228 in 2023, which was a significant step up in scale and commercial relevance. In January 2021, Zero Avia had an off-field landing with one of their test aircraft after a missed approach. The aircraft was damaged, but no one was hurt. They were transparent about it, which is worth acknowledging. Test programs have incidents. The question is whether you learn from them and continue, and Zero Avia did. The funding picture tells you something. British Airways' parent company, International Airlines Group, invested Amazon's Climate Pledge Fund is in. The United Kingdom government has provided substantial backing through Innovate UK. This is not a company running on vaporware promises. These are organizations with real capital and real incentives to see this technology work. Alaska Airlines has a partnership agreement with ZeroAvia. Scandinavian Airlines has expressed interest. The commercial side is building ahead of the certification timeline, which is the right approach if you believe the technology will eventually get there. Here's what most people miss about the hydrogen story in aviation. The debate is not really about the aircraft. The debate is about the fuel supply chain. Hydrogen production today is overwhelmingly what the industry calls gray hydrogen. It is made from natural gas through a process called steam methane reforming. That process emits carbon dioxide, a lot of it. Gray hydrogen is not clean at all. It is just moving the emission point upstream from the engine to the refinery. Green hydrogen is made using electrolysis, splitting water molecules using electricity from renewable sources, wind, solar, hydro. The output is hydrogen with near zero carbon footprint. The problem is cost and scale. Green hydrogen today costs 2 to 4 times more than gray hydrogen. The infrastructure to produce it, transport it, and store it at airports does not exist at scale anywhere in the world right now. ZeroAvia's technology only delivers on its environmental promise if airports can source green hydrogen at reasonable cost. That is not a ZeroAvia problem to solve entirely on their own. It is an energy infrastructure problem, and the aviation industry cannot fix it alone. The honest timeline looks something like this. ZeroAvia is targeting a certified ZA600 powertrain by the late 2020s. That is the certification event. The actual deployment of hydrogen-powered regional aircraft at meaningful scale probably lands in the early 2030s, assuming the fuel supply chain builds out in parallel. And at the time of this broadcast, the first airport with a functioning green hydrogen fueling setup for commercial aviation does not yet exist. There are test sites, there are pilot programs, there are not yet hydrogen fuel trucks sitting at Missoula or Juneau waiting for your turboprop. But here's why I think ZeroAvia's bet is the right kind of interesting. Aviation has a carbon problem that sustainable aviation fuel, or SAF, does not fully solve. SAF is a genuine improvement, and the industry should be using more of it, but SAF still produces combustion byproduct. It just comes from a more sustainable feedstock. Hydrogen fuel cells produce no combustion byproduct at the engine. For a world where aviation emissions face increasing regulatory pressure, that distinction matters enormously. The European Union has signaled serious intent to mandate lower emission aviation in the 2030s. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has the Aviation Climate Action Plan. Airlines are making carbon commitments. The regulatory and commercial pressure is real, and building a certified hydrogen turboprop powertrain in the late 2020s would be a significant piece of infrastructure for that world. Not the only piece, but a real one. Let me give you the engineering challenges they still have to work through, because honesty requires it. Hydrogen storage on an aircraft is genuinely hard. Compressed gas at 700 bar requires heavy, thick-walled tanks. Liquid hydrogen at cryogenic temperatures requires insulation and boil-off management. Either way, you are dedicating significant volume and weight to the storage system. In an aircraft where volume and weight are your most constrained resources, the fuel cell stack itself, the device that converts hydrogen to electricity, has durability questions at aviation-grade duty cycles. Fuel cells work beautifully in controlled lab environments. Aircraft duty cycles are not controlled lab environments. Altitude, temperature swing, vibration, and the need for rapid power changes put stresses on fuel cell membranes and catalysts that the automotive fuel cell industry has not had to solve in the same way. Then there is the regulatory question. When an FAA engineer has to write airworthiness standards for a pressurized hydrogen system on a passenger aircraft, those standards are being written essentially from scratch. That is not a blocker, but it is a timeline variable that is genuinely hard to predict. ZeroAvia is working with the Civil Aviation Authority in the United Kingdom and the FAA in the United States. Both regulators have shown willingness to engage. The United Kingdom in particular has been proactive about creating pathways for novel propulsion certification. What does this mean for pilots, specifically? What does it mean for you, the regional pilot or the charter operator running a turboprop today? In the near term, not much changes in the cockpit. ZeroAvia's approach to the ZA-600 is to minimize pilot interface changes. The power lever still moves, the aircraft still responds to the inputs you expect. The fuel system is where the differences live, and those would be handled through new procedures and type-specific training rather than a fundamentally alien cockpit environment. The longer-term question is whether hydrogen-electric aircraft eventually reach general aviation beyond the regional turboprop market. The answer is probably not in this decade. The economics and infrastructure requirements favor the regional and short-haul commercial market first. General aviation is, from a manufacturer's perspective, a smaller and harder market to enter with unproven powertrains. But aviation has surprised us before. 20 years ago, you would not have predicted that an electric-powered aircraft would earn a type certificate anywhere. Things move. What ZeroAvia represents is a credible engineering path to zero-emission propulsion for aircraft larger than a two-seat trainer. Not a sketch on a napkin. Not a press release with a rendering. An actual flying test program with actual investors and actual regulatory engagement. That matters because the alternatives have real limits. Battery energy density is improving, but at a pace that makes battery-only propulsion for anything beyond very short regional hops a decades-away prospect at best. Sustainable aviation fuel is a bridge, not a destination. Hydrogen is genuinely different in terms of what it can accomplish per kilogram once the storage and infrastructure problems are worked through. The data tells an interesting story when you look at where serious capital is flowing in aviation decarbonization. Hydrogen attracts a significant share at the regional aircraft scale. Investors who understand the engineering problem, not just the story, are betting on hydrogen for the aircraft categories where batteries simply cannot compete. There are also implications for airport infrastructure that the industry has not fully reckoned with. A hydrogen refueling facility is not a modified avgas pump. It requires storage, specialized handling procedures, safety systems, and trained personnel that most airports do not have. The FAA and the Department of Energy have published joint guidance on hydrogen airport infrastructure, but publishing guidance is very different from funding infrastructure. The gap between the first certified hydrogen powertrain and actual widespread deployment is going to be filled by infrastructure build-out. That is where the real policy and investment story for the next decade lives. I find ZeroAvia worth following precisely because they are not pretending that story is simple. Val Miftikoff has spoken publicly about the timeline challenges and the infrastructure dependency. That kind of transparency from a startup founder in a capital-intensive industry is not common. It suggests the company understands the problem it is actually solving, not just the problem it would prefer to be solving. One more thing worth noting for anyone based near airports with regional service. The noise signature of a hydrogen electric turboprop is substantially quieter than a conventional one. If and when ZeroAvia's system reaches regional service, the communities under those approach paths are going to notice. Noise is one of the most persistent sources of community tension around airports. A quieter regional aircraft has political value, as well as operational value, and that matters for the long-term social license aviation needs to keep growing. Aviation has navigated enormous transitions before, from wood and fabric to all-metal construction, from piston to turbine, from analog gauges to glass cockpits. Each of those transitions had skeptics with legitimate concerns and timelines that slipped. Each happened anyway because the underlying physics supported it. The Dornier 228 that flew at Kemble on hydrogen power is easy to dismiss as a demonstration. And in one sense it is, but in another sense, it is evidence. The physics work. The fuel cell can power a real aircraft. The remaining problems are engineering, regulatory, and infrastructure. Those are solvable problems, slower and messier than anyone would like, but solvable information for this segment came from ZeroAvia's published technical materials, Civil Aviation Authority novel propulsion documentation, the International Air Transport Association's hydrogen roadmap, and Aviation Week's coverage of the test flight program. More at radiohangar.com. Vector on cleared direct. Keep the tanks full and the options open.